Capitalism is the enemy, the five wildest quotes from Michael Moore interview with Emily Ratajkowski. By David N. G. on January 8, 2020. Supermodel and left-wing activist Emily Ratajkowski joined radical documentary filmmaker Michael Moore for the latest installment of his podcast Rumble on Wednesday. With both pledging fealty to Democratic presidential hopeful and avowed socialist Bernie Sanders. In a wide-ranging conversation, they also expressed a shared antipathy for capitalism. Below are some of the wildest moments from the political conversation. 1. Ratajkowski, 28, told Moore that she plans on supporting Senator Sanders, IVT, at his bid for the Democratic nomination, partly because he can really handle fucking capitalism. I'm going to do as much as I can moving forward. It was never a question for me, she told Moore. There's no candidate who speaks to me in the same way he does or who has a chance of winning. Ratajkowski supported Sanders' first bid for the White House in 2016 after being struck by what she sees as the candidate's authenticity. That's the thing a lot of young people are responding to, she said in the podcast. First of all, it's anti-establishment. He's someone who has consistently believed in the things he believes in. And he's been an outsider and he's spent a lifetime of serving these ideas rather than corporations, which is so refreshing. She added, I think that people really underestimated what my generation sees in America, which isn't socialism versus democracy. It's just capitalism. And he can really handle fucking capitalism. And that's the truth. Moore responded, and that's the enemy. Totally, said Ratajkowski. 2. Ratajkowski told Moore that she grew up in a left-wing, progressive household in San Diego with two parents who idolized President Barack Obama. But Ratajkowski said she grew disillusioned with Obama because he wasn't progressive enough for her increasingly radicalized politics. Moore agreed. I love him, Obama. I cried when I went into the polls in 2018, the filmmaker said. But that infatuation quickly soured. It wasn't really a month later when he started appointing people from Goldman Sachs to run our economy. Ratajkowski said she couldn't bring herself to support Hillary Clinton's failed presidential bid. One of the reasons I didn't support Hillary in the last election was because I don't think symbolism is really what we need, she said. We need action. And if I don't agree with someone's politics, I'm not worried about what they represent because of who they are. At the end of the conversation, she added, radicalism has only brought us progress in so many ways. Radicalism is such a dirty word for people. All that it means is to get to the root. It's a very powerful word when you think about it. 3. Moore fantasized that President Trump spends time worrying about him. Michael Moore predictably turned the conversation to his hatred of President Donald Trump. I think, Trump's, worried with me, and maybe with Bernie too, Moore said. There's a bit of a crossover of his audience and mine and Bernie's. In the sense that we are trying to fight for working class America and he needs to try to fool as many of them as possible. And me and Bernie are the antidote to that. 4. Ratajkowski said she doesn't believe Trump supporters are stupid. The model said that it's wrong to characterize Trump supporters as dumb or easily duped. One thing that really frustrates me even about people in my generation, there's this sort of feeling that Trump supporters are stupid and I really don't believe that, she said. I don't really believe that anyone is stupid. I think that you have a country where you're offered an extreme and then a let's keep things the same. And when things haven't been going well for a really long time and there isn't really a lot of hope, you go for the alternative. You say, I don't want to keep things the same. And when the left doesn't provide a different alternative, then of course people are going to head for the right. Ratajkowski added that she's excited about Sanders' bid for the White House because the candidate offers what she sees as a true left-wing alternative. Going to the middle and becoming moderate, no one is interested in that. No one, she said. 5. Ratajkowski said it was unfortunate how both the left and the right criticized her for wearing a tank top without a bra while protesting in an anti-Brett Kavanaugh rally in 2018. The conversation later turned to the hashtag MeToo movement and Ratajkowski's arrest in 2018 while protesting against Brett Kavanaugh during his Supreme Court nomination. We wanted to be arrested to be clear. That was the whole point. I took the train down to D.C. to be arrested, Ratajkowski said. The Gone Girl actress posted an Instagram photo of herself at the rally holding a sign that said "Respect Female Existence." "A lot of people talked about how I was wearing a tank top without a bra," she said, adding that both the left and the right obsessed over her outfit that day. "It came from both sides. It was really unfortunate." Follow David NG on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.